Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Nelton got the won the tip to start the game. They are moving right to left in this first half, and Alana Eaton immediately shooting from the top of the three-point line, and she missed everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Mount Home has their first possession of the afternoon. Here is Yates back the other way as she finds Emma Martin for the layup. She misses it, though, and Grace Foreman saves it in, and the ball is knocked off the body of Leah Jackson. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Nelton's basketball. Mount Home did a great job breaking that press there on that possession, but, man, you got to get those layups. 7:34 left in this opening period. No score as of yet. Bradley Pena walking the ball into the front court for the Lady Raiders. She dribbles towards the lane, now kicks out in the right corner to Woodruff. Her three-pointer, no good. And offensive rebound comes to Daniels. She will kick it out to Eaton. Eaton's going to dribble up at the top, now go down into lane, going up for the running jumper. She gets it. Nelton strikes first. Lady Raiders up 2-0. 7:08 left in this opening period. Here is Yates. Now ball goes to Gilbert. Back to Yates. Into the front court to Jackson as Mount Home breaks the press once again. But now they're being met by a double team. Jackson is. Instead, she gets it to Yates on the right wing. Now Yates is dribbling towards the paint. Now goes back out on the wing. Gives it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Gilbert dribbling on the right wing. Now is being met by a double team. Finds Yates in the corner. Gives it to Jackson in the right corner. Kicks out on the wing to Yates. Tries to give it to Foreman. Ball is knocked away. Stolen by Nelton. That's Mount Home's first turnover of the day. 6.5 minutes left to the first quarter. Ball goes in the right corner to Daniels. She's dribbling down to the lane. Her layup is blocked by Foreman. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Lady Bombers. It will be Nelton's basketball on the baseline with 6:24 left in the opening quarter. Eaton will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Lady Raiders up 2-0. Tries to throw it down in the paint to Daniels. A ball is knocked away. Kay Gilbert almost comes up with the steal, but she was just a little too close to that baseline, and so it will be Nelton's basketball once again. Ball goes to Eaton in the right corner. She's going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks out on the wing to Woodruff. Woodruff dribbles down into the paint, kicks up top to Dacus. Over on the left side to Pena. Pena will dribble up to the top. Mount Home in a man-to-man defense. Pena dribbles toward the right side, going to the elbow, finding Eaton on the wing. Eaton dribbles down towards the corner. Now gets out of the double team. Now kicks, throws up top to Pena. Pena's going to pull up for the three. Will not go. Rebound chased down by Dacus. She'll kick it out to Eaton on the wing. And Nelton will set up once again. 5:53 left in the first quarter. Nelton with the ball up to zip. Eaton's looking for the screen, now drills to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound comes to Yates, and back comes Mount Home with a chance to tie this game or possibly take their first lead. Gilbert throws it to Jackson in the left corner, out back out to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound will go, ball will go out of bounds. I thought Pena may have touched it, but I guess it just sailed over her hand, so it will be Nelson's basketball as it goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Pena bounces it to Eaton, who will walk it into the front court. Now she'll give it to Woodruff, who will set up the offense. Woodruff in between the circles. And foul, offensive foul, and hit on her conditioning. Back is what they... Yes, what they said was...
I thought
they were on offensive foul.
Well, anyway, that will be
Nelson's regardless. Gilbert, now Gilbert, 88. Go back and top over to the left. Mark Pogo, top 88.
Gilbert cutting in.
Nice Gilbert cutting in. The foul is going to be called in. Kate Gilbert going to the free throw. 4:48 left playing in this first quarter as Daily Dacos picks her for a personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Raiders. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. And she can tie it up with the second free throw. Gilbert's second shot is up. Good, and we're tied. 2:48 in the first quarter. Here's Eaton back to the Lady Raiders. Throwing over to Payne on the right. This rebound. She'll throw it out to Martin. Back to Smith's home. Nelson's back paying the press this time. Martin into the front court. Throwing it to Yates near the free throw line. Gives up top to the. By Kate Gilbert using that glass to get that basket. 4-2, Mountain Home on top. 4:10 left in the first quarter. Woodruff dribbling. At the top, throwing it over to Eaton on the right side. Now giving up top to Daniels. Over to Woodruff on the left. Woodruff's going to drill down into the lane. Kicks it near the top to Davis. Davis gets it to Pena on the right side. Pena will find Davis cutting down the block. And fill that. No. Back on the charge. That is Daily Dacus' second personal foul. Second team foul against Nelson here in the first half. And she's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Tali Wofford-Bird, a 5'11 junior. So Matt's home with the ball and the two-point lead. Gilbert will inbound it to Yates. Nelson going back to the zone press. Ball goes back to Gilbert, back to Yates. The deck gets it across the timeline, dribbles to the right side. Now it's being met by a double team. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it to Yates near the top. Now Yates will give it to Martin, who will set up the offense. Martin dribbling between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. Throws it out to Gilbert. Over to Yates on the left. Yates was thinking about the three. Now he is going to pull up for the three. No good. It may have been partially blocked. Pena gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Raiders. 3:10 left in the first quarter. Here is Pena back. Eaton back the other way. Dribbling on the left corner. Pulling up for the. No good. But she draws contact. Will hit the free throw line with 3:07 left. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half. So Alana Eaton at the free throw line for the first time today. She has Nelson's only 2 points so far. First shot for Eaton is up, good. So if she gets this next one, we'll have her second tie this afternoon. Eaton takes the ball from the official. Puts up a second shot, and nothing but net. Eaton with all four of Nelson's points for second time today. Four all of this. And Gilbert will get it across. The official definitely had a better view of that than I did. I thought it was off Foreman's hands, but it will be Mount Home inbounding on the baseline with 16 minutes. That ball goes to Jackson, to Martin, to Yates, back to Martin. Martin's going to the three. Good! Emma Martin with her first 2 points.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Emma Martin with her first 3 points. Mount Home up 7-4 with 2:36 left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Woodruff, over to Daniels, who's going to pull up outside the lane for the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Mount Home. Aston Yates will throw it out to Kate Gilbert, who will bring it across the timeline. 2:23 left in the opening period. Here is Gilbert with it up top, dribbling toward the right side. Nelson and man-to-man. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the corner. Now going down to the lane, pulling up for the jumper. Will not go, and Eaton gets the rebound back on the Lady Raiders. 2:08 left in the first quarter. Eaton dribbling towards the right elbow, and an offensive foul called on Alana Eaton. She's going to be called for the charge. Good job by Emma Martin. That is Alana Eaton's first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Raiders here in the first half. 2:05 left in the opening period. Mount Home with the ball, leading 7-4. That was Nelson's third turnover of the day, too, as well. Here is Gilbert with it, throwing it into the front court to Jackson. Jackson will dribble up to the top, finds Foreman at the free throw line, over to Yates near the right corner. Yates trying to figure out where she wants to do with it. Now she drills up to the wing, gives it there to Martin. Martin takes the screen from Yates, drills toward the top, gives it there to Foreman. Foreman will drill toward the free throw line, kicks up top to Yates. 1:34 left in the first quarter. Yates will give it up to Martin, who will reset the offense. Martin dribbling between the circles. Dribbling to the right side, giving it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles up to the top, now goes down into the lane to the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points. Mount Home has a two-possession lead. 9-4 our score with 1:10 left in the first quarter. Ball goes down to Peeney in the paint. Now she's going to dribble out to the right wing. Gives it near the top to Woodruff. Woodruff finds Wofford Bird. Now gives it back to Pena, up top to Woodruff. Woodruff will dribble to the right side, looking for Wofford Bird down the low block. Instead, she'll throw it up top to Pena. Pena dribbles to the right side. Now she's going down into the lane. Kicks out to Woodruff in the left corner. Woodruff will throw it out to Eaton on the left side, on the left wing, that is. Now Eaton will dribble up to the top. Takes a screen from Wofford Bird, going to the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Alana Eaton with all 7 of Nelson's points in this game so far. 27 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Maps home with a 2-point lead. Kate Gilbert looking to get it across the timeline and does. Throws it to Yates near the right corner. Now she's being met by a double team. Yates will dribble out to the wing, gives it to Gilbert. 15 seconds left. Maps home, I believe, is going to try to hold for the last shot of the period. Down to 10 seconds. Gilbert still holding it. She hasn't dribbled. Now she does. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Now going to the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. The rebound comes to Eaton. She's going to try one last heave from half court at the buzzer. No good. Shot is, well, actually shot was blocked. And we've come to the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Nelson 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.